Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, well, there you have it. You know, when you hear that music and you hear the drums, you know that it's Friday, right? Hey, it is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for the lobster-eating, vacationing Bob Rose. Time check is 9:07. And it's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Well, what a good-looking Friday morning. It is a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. We are having a good time. And finally, after, you know, having to do the whole rest of the show with Nick and having to just to tolerate that and all of that, got some more folks live in studio. And want to say good morning to Wes. He is checking in this morning from Radiant Credit Union. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning. Great to be here.
And Renee, now this may be a company you haven't heard of, Funky Unicorn. Funky Unicorn, Renee, welcome to the studio and the
Thank
Bob Rose
so
Show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So first off, obviously the reason that both of you are here this morning is your relationship with the Ocala CEP. And for those who don't know what a CEP is, it is not a degree. It sounds like one, or somebody who should take care of your books. It's actually the Chamber and Economic Partnership. And I tell you, you know, we have Carl Zalek in here on a regular basis. And if there is a county and an area that really is big on helping develop business, growing business, which helps the local economy, which helps people, we've got to say that between the CEP and everything that you guys do and the folks that you are connected to, do an amazing job. I mean, and you are a couple of examples of that. Now, Renee, I want to start with you because, first off, lean into that microphone a little bit. It won't bite too hard like a horse. Tell me your background. What is it that you do in the – what's your real job?
So I'm actually an oncology hematology nurse practitioner.
That was a lot of syllables.
Yes.
And so from that background, we get to the fact that you have a company called the Funky Unicorn.
Yes.
And people are going, what in the world is a Funky Unicorn? But yet it's a product that you actually found a need for and there wasn't one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so in 2021, we were the development of COVID. We couldn't find certain products for our horses, one of them being sugar cubes, believe it or not.
Wow.
And we had horses colicking, and horses can't throw up. So when
really?
Horses colic, they can actually twist the gut, et cetera, and it can be deadly. So when we have huge season changes, et cetera, horses can colic. And we actually lost a few in the area where we live. And so my daughter and I, my daughter's also a nurse, we said, we're smarter than this. We can fix this.
Okay.
That's where the usual crazy things begin, so necessity. And we threw in electrolytes into the sugar cubes we were making, and we had a mat from Amazon.
Yeah.
And then we went to the horse show and just shared them with everybody because we were all in the same boat at that point.
Right.
And the next day, everyone kept coming up and saying, where can I get that? Do you have a website? My horse drank all his water. And my daughter and I kind of looked at each other and said, hey, I think we have something.
We are on to something. Now, okay, so you've got an idea, which again, a lot of great ideas come out of need. And this was a case of that. But this is a beautiful product, nicely packaged. not something that everybody just kind of immediately does on their own. How did the CEP come into play to help you guys out?
So I walked into the CEP with a bag of sugar cubes.
Uh-huh.
And they looked at me like I was a little baddie, but they talked to me. And then they actually said, hey, this is a great idea, too. So we became a resident at the CEP. We were there for 3 years to launch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we recently graduated, and now we're near the airport in Ocala. And our product's actually made in a pharmaceutical company, and we have a medical director who's an FEI veterinarian.
Wow.
And so we've really come together as a company and grown quite a bit.
That is very cool. And Wes and I are looking at these things going, you know, this is apple-flavored. Wes is looking at the mints like, I think I want one of these any moment now. I mean, so it's a great-looking product. And again, you got the CEP to kind of think, because if you were just doing this on your own, you probably would not be at this point.
100% would not be at that point. They provided so much support. The CEP there literally grows you from a baby company into a really robust company. And all along the way, they have every tool you need.
That is awesome. I mean, it's a good-looking product, and apparently it tastes good, too.
It absolutely does.
Not that we are going to try it, but you say that if it's good for the horses, it's probably not too bad for us either.
If you have a horse, you know you eat what they do.
You
taste it to make sure.
See?
That's a horse owner.
Wes Strickland. Wes, do you have any horses?
I do not, but the challenge has been laid down, Greg.
I think so. Actually, you're with Radiant Credit Union, which is a whole different angle from a standpoint of, okay, with Renee, with the Funky Unicorn, we're talking about a physical product that has a need in the community. And face it, you're in horse country. And obviously, this is probably going to do very well for you. But from a standpoint of a credit union, that's a whole different thing, because while a lot of what you do, it's money and it's finances, it's kind of an intangible. The needs are different. It's like you don't need necessarily to give a physical product, but the products you have might be loans or business-related activities. So how is that from a standpoint of Radiant and your association with the CEP?
Thanks, Greg. Yes, we obviously have been up here in Gainesville and Lake City for a number of years serving our members. And we had members in the Ocala community for quite a while. And we finally got the opportunity to move into that community with a new branch. And we did that just over a year ago and have had a great relationship and great opportunity with the CEP, sort of not from an incubator standpoint, but from a how do we begin to make connections in the community? How do we begin to build relationships from our branch personnel into that community and forge those partnerships in the community to help us grow?
Well, I think that's a commonality. Again, whether you've got a physical product that horse owners need, or in your case, you're talking about dealing everything from I need a car loan, or I need a business loan, or I need a mortgage or whatever. And when you're going into a community that you may not have the connections with yet, having that foundation and having somebody help you out with that, that's got to be important.
Very, very important. And it has helped us further and establish relationships with great organizations. We've done great work with the Boys and Girls Club of Marion County. We've formed a great relationship with the Community Foundation in Ocala, and just continue to build and build partnerships as we head toward our one-year anniversary here shortly.
So you had none in the Ocala area for a while at all, or is it just, you know?
We had no branch in the Ocala area for quite a while, and finally, like I said, about a year ago, we were able to open up a branch down there and begin really embedding ourselves in the community.
How long has Radiant been around?
67 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I think that's why it surprised me that you weren't in Ocala yet.
Very true. Yes, we've continued to grow and expand throughout North Central Florida, and really the right opportunity finally presented itself in the Ocala area, and we took full advantage of it.
So with that anniversary, you've got an event coming up that I'm sure you want everybody especially those you're in horse country, you know, they probably have needs, financial needs that you can help them out with, but there's a big event coming up.
Certainly is. We're celebrating our one-year anniversary with the CEP on September 24th. We're going to do that from 1 to 2:30 at our branch right there in Ocala on Northeast 14th Street. And we know from the first grand opening celebration that we had with the CEP, they brought all sorts of VIPs, and that really helped us establish a lot of our relationships that we have today in the community. And we look forward to seeing everyone again here at our one-year anniversary with the CEP.
Now, you're looking at that as obviously this is step one. I assume there's a broader expansion, hopefully, in your future there, too?
Absolutely. We have our ears to the ground all the time, looking for the next opportunity. Ocala is a growing market. We recognize that. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to expanding our presence there.
Well, that is awesome. Well, Wes, you're with Radiant Credit Union, thanks so much for coming by, letting folks know about the event. And Renee, you know, Wes and I learned things today about what horses will eat, what they need. And I think at the base of it is, hey, if you've got an idea and you think that there's potential for it and you think somebody else needs what you've got, I think people just, they're scared to step up and actually move forward and do it. You have done it. You got a great looking product. It sounds like it's going to be perfect for the folks in the horse community, and we appreciate you coming by today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
See, Nick, did you learn something today as well? I hope you were paying attention.
I still can't get over that horse owners eat with their horses.
Oh. Hey, look, they're family, right? They're just very large, typically. Although the little ones are so cute. They really are. Hey, we are coming up on 9:16. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose. More to talk about in our 9 o'clock stretch, our final hour, 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, I hope your Friday morning is going off to a great start. That's, you know, we want the best for you, and we're kicking off the weekend here in a PGIF. Praise God, it's Friday. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky. I'm Greg Cassidy, in for Bob Rose. Nick over there pushing some buttons, and well, we'll keep those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines open this morning. We've covered a lot of stuff. 877-975-9825. That's 877-W-Sky. Talk if you like letters better than numbers. So you got some lefty protesters shouting at J.D. Vance. He and his wife were actually going to that Catholic school where you had the shooting last week, going to pay some respects. And I guess some of the crowd that were out there weren't being very respectful. They were heard screaming, "You're a coward and do better." Okay, what does that really mean? This is your job. Protect our kids. Okay. Hate won't make America great. Hate won't make America great. Why are you insinuating that J.D. Vance or any part of the administration are part of the haters? It was actually a dude who was a little confused about a lot of things in life, who hates Christians, hates the Jews, hates Donald Trump, and decided because he knew, having gone to that school and his mother had worked there before, knew that that was a gun-free zone, that people were safe in those areas because you couldn't have guns. Or so the left tells us when they brought us that crime bill that took so many of these areas and made them gun-free, meaning you can't protect yourself. And so these shooters know this. They may be crazy, but they're not stupid. They're observant. They know what Democrats have put into place, and they know how to take advantage of that. Duh. I mean, could it be more obvious when the people who are writing in their manifestos and they're leaving notes saying, I'm choosing this location because there's no guns. I'm choosing this location because they can't protect themselves. I'm choosing this location because even one resource officer at a whole campus can't necessarily stop me before I can do some damage. The shooters know this. What about you anti-gun lefty politicians who aren't bright enough to figure out using a little common sense? It doesn't work. You use emotion. You use the memory of dead children to get your agendas pushed through because we've got to do something. No, sometimes you don't. When what you're going to do is the wrong thing, you don't. When what you're going to do endangers the children that you say you're trying to protect, no, you don't. When people can't go into those areas and know that they are safe because they can't protect themselves or their children, their families, their friends, no, you don't have to do something. I'm tired of that line. It's old. It means nothing. It's an emotional line that you use to feel good as a politician so you can say that you did something. No, you don't bend to pressure. You don't bend to emotion. Sometimes the right thing to do is nothing. If that's going to be your only option of doing something by making us even more fearful for our lives, even more fearful for our children, because you're putting them in a position where nobody can protect them. But we had to do something. It's an exact quote of weak politicians. We had to do something. No. If that is your something, then no, you don't. It's not that difficult. It's not that hard to understand. It's pretty simple, actually. It's one of those things that bugs me a little bit. Can you tell? Hey, remember Lisa Cook? Lisa Cook is the person that actually is a governor for the Federal Reserve. A job that she was given by Joe Biden, and they've got a pretty nice, about a 15-year term, I think, on their gig. Well, it was discovered recently, and we told you about this, when the head of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the FHFA, realized that Cook had engaged in mortgage fraud. And at the time, we knew that there were two properties that she owned. One was in Michigan, and one was in Atlanta, just outside of Atlanta in Georgia. Well, apparently, they've now shared the video evidence of Cook claiming multiple properties as her primary residence and then renting them out. Oh, now, wait a minute. You're a governor of the Federal Reserve. You know how interest rates work. You get the cheap interest rate on your homestead, the one you're going to live in, because that's lower risk. That's how rates work on loans. It's all about risk. Your secondary, your rental, your vacation properties, you're going to pay a little more in interest in those because they're at higher risk of forfeiture, of going under. If things go bad for you, you're going to let them go first, not the place you live in. Now there's even rumor that there's another home in Massachusetts that she rents out that she calls a second home, but you've got three. So one, two, three. That's the second. That's the third. Okay. Where do you really live, Cook? I mean, come on, Lisa. What's the deal here? So you've got this scenario where Donald Trump says, look, you cannot be in this position and be breaking the rules, signing that these are your primary residence. It's fraud. It's illegal. And then what does she do? She says, oh, you can't fire me. You didn't hire me. Joe Biden did. A little arrogant, anyone? Well, now the Justice Department has actually issued subpoenas in criminal investigation involving Lisa Cook and her alleged, air quotes here, it's on video, it's on paper, the signatures are there, it's fraud, okay? But because you work for the Federal Reserve and you think Joe Biden hired you, the current president can't do anything about it. We shall see. Coming up on 928, hey, not that far away, we'll be looking for your good stories, things that make you smile. You've got time to think about that. We'll let you know when to call. 928 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And just like that, it's 9:35, 25 away from 10. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Greg Cassidy in for Bob Rose on the Bob Rose Show. I guess he'll have to, you know, give up the high life of eating lobster in Maine and
I think come
back down to Florida.
I'd be optimistic. I think he's probably going to come in, and I think you folks are going to celebrate on Monday with lobster for breakfast, lobster for lunch.
I kind of like the idea. I hope you're right.
Positive, bro.
I hope that you are absolutely right. Yeah, Bob went to Maine, and all I got was, and we'll see what I really get.
A bib,
yeah. Right, used from when he had lobster.
Yeah.
That'll be my luck. Hey, Senator Tim Kaine, a lot of folks, he's a very forgettable individual. I had totally forgotten he was Hillary's running partner back in the day, running mate back when she wanted to be the president, and he was her pick. He is actually stirring the pot more than just a little bit with some comments that he made, and they are troubling, but yet something that he thinks is extremely troubling gives us a whole different perspective. Well, here's what he had to say.
The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling. I think the motto over the Supreme Court is equal justice under law. The oath that you and I take, pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, not arbitrarily defined natural rights.
Tim Kaine is a confused individual.
Very.
So let's break this down. He's extremely troubled that Americans think that our rights come from the Creator and not government. That troubles him. But then he goes on to say that that mentality, that line of thinking, is what the Iranians think. Has he been to Iran lately? While they may believe that a lot of their rules and their regulations of life do come from their creator, you've got a very authoritarian human collection of leadership that have determined what the rules and the laws are and which ones you will abide by, or, I don't know, things like death can come your way. That's pretty... I think he's a little misconstrued there of part of the belief system. Yet, he seems to forget that that Constitution he's supposed to be protecting, where some of its values came from. And Ted Cruz was a little confused as well.
I would actually encourage observers to go back and listen to what Senator Kaine said. Because I have to say, I think was disturbing and showed much of where today's Democrat Party has gone wrong. So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he found it a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I have to say it is stunning to me that the principle that God has given us natural rights is now deemed by Democrats some radical and dangerous notion. Mr. Jefferson was right when he wrote those words. Government exists to protect those rights. But slavery was not okay when
U.S. law allowed it. It was wrong then. It is wrong now. It is always wrong.
Thank you, Ted Cruz. I thought put very well. It's like, wait a minute. You are a senator, and somehow, somehow, you missed the whole point of our founding, the whole foundation of our founding as a nation, the foundational values, mores, and principles upon which our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, our amendments, of what they were actually based on.
Our freedom as individuals.
Not laws by humans. Yes, we have to have those. We have to have a structured society. Absolutely we do. But our rights come above that and before that. And from, I'm sorry, Democrats, a slightly higher power than you. Bob has mentioned that they basically pray at the altar of their party, and it is true. They think they are the all-knowing, all-powerful whatever. I'm sorry, you're nothing more than the man behind the curtain, moving levers and pushing buttons and pulling strings and trying to manipulate your way through power in our country. And I might add, doing a very bad job of it. There was a time when members of the Democrat Party believed the way a lot of us do about a lot of things. They used to believe in a secure border. You can go back and find some great video of Obama and Hillary and Bill talking about how we have to have a border that is secure. And if you are going to come here illegally, you will be arrested. You will deal with the consequences. We were on the same page. There was a time when the Democrats wanted abortion to be a rare thing and only when necessary. Now it's kind of like, oh my goodness, it's at will. 13-year-olds behind the backs of their parents. What happened to you guys? What went wrong? There was a time when so many of these things that we take for granted as just basic common sense, somehow the left, the Democrat Party, have totally turned around and gone the wrong direction. And Tim Kaine, again, you have brought another one to the forefront to let us know what you really think, to what you really feel, who you think really is in charge, where you think our rights and our freedoms come from. And somehow you think it's you? I don't think so. And the fact that you, somehow as a Virginian, forgot about that guy Thomas Jefferson and what he had to say about where our rights come from and how they're protected. I mean, are you high or what? What's the deal, Tim? How can you get it so wrong? But I'm glad that Ted Cruz said what he did. He made his point. I thought he made it very well. And that's the thing. You need more people like Ted Cruz standing up. When you hear someone like this come out with statements like this, you need to know and call them out. Let's head over to those Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and say good morning to Paul.
Hey there. Good morning, guys. I called because we talk about these senators and congressmen that we've got up there.
Yep.
They're not lawmakers. They're our representatives. Mm-hmm. Some of them have been sent there to represent the people in their district.
Yep.
And some of them have been sent there to represent the state. They're not sent there to represent a political party. And I don't understand why we don't call them representatives rather than all these other titles that they love to use.
Yeah, you hit on some very good things there, Paul. And while they do initiate and make laws, so I guess that's where that one does come from. But again, the whole point, it's all part of protecting and representing us, as you say. And sometimes I catch myself because I'll say, you know, our political leaders in Washington, D.C. And the reality is, that's really, you're right, their employees. Now, I don't mean that in a disrespectful way. I think we should respect them for what they do, the jobs they do, when they do a good job, and when they do represent us well. I think we should commend them for it. And we've got those that are there that we like, that we respect. We think that they are doing a good job for us, and I think we need to let them know that. But you're right. At the end of the day, the whole goal of the way this whole system was supposed to work is that they would leave their farm, they would leave their business, they would go, they would serve their term representing those back home to the best of their ability so that they would make decisions good for those back home. And while in some cases that still happens, it seems like somehow it's gotten misconstrued as a great way to get rich really, really fast. You look at a Nancy Pelosi. You look at even the Omars of the world. It's like, wow, you've done really, really well with what we're paying you. And it makes you question them, their legitimacy, their honesty. And it's sad that we have to think about it that way. But such is the case. But hey, enough of that. Enough of the negative, enough of the bad, enough of the sad. You know why? Yeah, you know why. Because it's time for things that make you smile. Non-political, I know. Sometimes that can be a toughie. Something non-political, something good in your family, your church, your neighborhood, the community. Whatever it is that's making you smile, call us now. It's brought to you by the folks over at Transition Dentistry. Call now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, 97.3 The Sky. Well, nobody wants to be a moron. We want to smile. That's what this segment's all about. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Candy, what's making you smile?
Well, we lost our cat last night. Couldn't find him anywhere.
Yeah?
If I go stand on the back porch and call him and meow, he will generally answer me. Nothing. All night long.
Mm.
I found him this morning.
And where was he?
Inside my car.
No! Come on.
Inside my car. Yeah.
That is awesome. Well, congratulations, and we're glad you found him. And, you know, I'm sure that that does really make you smile. Hey, Mike, what's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I'm up here in New York enjoying some outstanding weather. The people are wondering whether or not I was the one responsible bringing it up.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
As I contemplated my comment this morning, I thought to myself, what's making me smile? Well, I can't think of anything that's not making me smile where I am right now with family and grandkids and that wedding tomorrow. I'll see you all when I get back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike, but that's not a smile. Now you're just rubbing it in. That's what you're doing. And that's okay. We don't care. Hey, thanks for being a part of Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. And our smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So a group of hikers actually had to be rescued over Labor Day weekend. One took quite a trip, and apparently they were lost. They took shelter along an interconnected trail hike area that actually had elevations as high as 2,600 feet. Fortunately, they were discovered, and they had to be helped out by rangers, the Pine Hill Fire Department. One of them had to be almost carried out. And the reason? Well, the trip I was talking about, it was psychedelic mushrooms, and that was the trip they were on while hiking, which is why they had to be rescued. So in this instance, they weren't smoking anything, but those mushrooms, that's your smoking gun, and your smoking gun brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hope you have an awesome weekend. On behalf of Bob, who's not here, Nick, who is, and me, Greg Cassidy, have an awesome one. We'll see you next time. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.